What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore, and my wife's name is Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Formerly Kathy Catherine Thompson, so we changed that name like years ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. So today we're talking about something we've done this week. What happens when you take your car to a repair shop? So Kathy actually went to the repair shop and found out that her car has some sort of problem.
I took it to have it serviced. There was a light coming on, and on the car it was saying something with emissions. And it's a new car, so it's brand new. So I'm like, okay. So I take it for the service. I'm thinking this is strange, but I'll take it in. I haven't drove it very much because I wasn't sure what that all meant. And I took it in, and they said, we left with the like a little courtesy car to go with my son to breakfast. And then I went to one of our other locations to spend a little time with them while we're waiting for it to be ready. And they never called. And I thought, this is really weird. It's supposed to be done a long time ago. So I called and they said, oops, we have a problem with your car. And I was like, what? And he says, yeah, it wasn't the emissions, but some type of wires going to the emissions, something. I don't understand this because I'm not a car person. And so they had to get me another car to drive until it was ready, but I believe it's under warranty. So I would hope so since it's new. So I was like, okay.
So what Kathy has now, and the definition of that in the insurance policy is called a temporary substitute auto.
That's right.
And so I got thinking, okay, we can talk about that today because in this case here, Kathy's or our personal auto insurance policy will respond to liability when you're driving a, quote, temporary substitute auto.
Right, and that's what she's got. Which they made me fill out information, give my driver's license and my insurance information. So I had to sign off that I was using this car. So that my basically so my insurance will cover it as well. So
it used to be really more loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Like you go to a dealership. Oh, yeah, go take the car. Mm-hmm. I know we...
Well, you're going to drive the car and check it out because you're going to buy it. They let you
test
take the car, test drive it. And sometimes they let you bring it home, all that stuff. That still gets your information because they want to make sure that they're covered as well as you are.
So things have changed. Like you used to be able to just go take the test drive. A lot of times now you'll see the salesman goes with you for the test drive. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely changed. And there's a reason for this because there's been situations that have arisen because of somebody taking
a joyride.
my uncle and grandfather insured a Ford dealership in Metro Atlanta. And I remember hearing about the stories about the sales people taking, exotic cars off the lot. And I think there were some claims that involved salesmen, messing around with these new cars that they had on the lot. So that kind of thing just doesn't really happen anymore because, like Kathy said, they're going to make sure you have insurance, make sure you have a driver's license. I've not been driving Kathy's temporary substitute vehicle because they didn't tell me that I could.
Right.
So I did not do that. Now, on the other side, Kathy's car is in the shop. Mm-hmm. So let's say that they decide to test drive Kathy's vehicle. They've worked on it, and they're going to take it for a test drive. And if the dealership were to wreck Kathy's car, what's going to happen?
It's my policy, but they and that they're care, custody, and control.
So your policy will not be primary.
No.
So what's going to happen is the dealership has got what's called a garage liability policy.
Garage keepers. Yeah.
So it's also for premises around the garage, plus driving a vehicle.
Plus it's in their care, custody, and control. So something happens to it.
Yep. So if there's an accident in Kathy's car, during a test drive. then the dealership's going to carry the liability for that because they were actually driving the car. And that goes kind of against
the grain
because we've always said on the show, we're always to our customers, you loan your car, you loan your insurance. But in this case, you're not really loaning your car. You're taking it to a dealership or service repair center, and you're paying them to work on your car. So it's different than just loaning out your car to somebody else. So this is one caveat where your insurance is not going to be primary because the dealership has got coverage for this exact situation when they got to take it on a test drive. And I know there's probably been some claims. Another thing that can happen is if you have a claim, your car is damaged in an accident, then you go 3 years from now and you're getting ready to turn your vehicle in or getting ready to even go to private property, they're going to a report on your car. Mm-hmm. And they're going to see if there's been a claim on your car. I think it's Carfax does that. And you can see like, okay, this car was in an accident and $5,000 of damage happened. So what happens is even though the car has been repaired, there's still going to be a negative connotation when it comes to buying a car that's been in an accident.
Right.
And so what's called is diminished value. And what that means is, okay, you have two different, say F-150 trucks or Chevrolet Tahoes, whatever, side by side, the exact same car, everything's the same, except that one's been in an accident and one's not. Obviously the one that's not been in an accident is worth more than what's been in an accident.
Right.
So that's what the diminished value is.
Right.
And in the state of Georgia, you can't ask for that. Mm-hmm. If you're hit by a third party, that's one thing that the state of Georgia, according to what I'm reading online, allows you to take in consideration in your claim settlement is the diminished value of the car. And that's something that that should be looked at after, an accident, because you've had a loss there that you don't really see until you get ready to trade that car or sell it to a third party. So that's kind of the way it works with, being in a dealership. You've got your insurance, the dealership's got insurance. We hope they do. Things have got so complicated now in cars. Now you have to be a computer engineer to be able to work on a car. I mean, you used to be able to just, back when Kat and I were growing up, you had what's called a shade tree mechanic, and you could take your car down to somebody down the road and they could do whatever. And that's just really changed now, all the computer stuff now.
Right.
And who would have ever thought, too, that in our lifetime that we've gone to see what's called an autonomous vehicle, with self-driving cars.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I know that we're having to get involved in that because things are coming out with how to actually insure them. Because if you're not driving it, who exactly is responsible
for it? Well, I
know
the answer to that.
Yeah, we know.
The answer is whoever wrote the software.
Right.
So if you have an autonomous...
I'm not sure how that's going to work with claims, though. So it's going to be interesting how that's going to work, how you're going to insure somebody that has a vehicle that they're not driving, even though they own it. So that's going to be interesting how that's going to play out. So,
well, the insurance, I guess, it's just going to adapt to these situations.
Yeah, everything's changing.
You've got Uber. What about Uber?
Yeah, Uber's. A lot of people do Uber, and they don't tell us either. And they're picking people up and all this stuff too, and have more people in their car than they're supposed to.
I don't know all there is to know about. I'm highly confident that Uber has a mechanism to cover that because they're on the hook for this too.
Right.
We went on our very first Uber ride.
In Washington, D.C. Yeah,
yes. Never had. I mean, we're way behind that. I'm sure everybody in this show, everybody has done the Uber ride. A lot of people have, but we'd never even done it before.
Well, they don't really have that here in our area. So,
well, I don't know. They might. I don't know.
Well, we don't really do that here because we have all our vehicles. So when you're somewhere else away from home and you're having to either rent a vehicle or you're, that was a great thing to do because we've been walking eight hours a day for 8 miles that day, one day. So we were pretty ready to get into a vehicle instead of walking. So
it was a good experience. Like we had an Uber app, and then Uber comes in, they flash their lights and they show up and you jump
in
the car.
Just make sure you check the license plate and the color and all that stuff and make sure you check it all out before you get in the car too. So.
Well, they knew our names and everything. Yeah. They were to pick up Mark and Kathy or whatever. But I thought that was a good experience. So, that's a derivative of the internet. That's something you couldn't have done years ago. Just like a VRBO is a derivative of what the internet can do for things. And it's changed the world. I mean, not only in so many ways. And it's just amazing that you know, cars can drive themselves, things of that nature. And, you know, this is going to have to be addressed when it comes to insurance because of all the different changes in technology that are going so fast. So, okay, so we'll be back after the break. We're talking about, you know, vehicles, who's responsible, who's liable. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, renting a car, things of that nature. So we'll come back and talk some more about it after the break. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We are located in Georgia and North Carolina. We have three locations in Georgia, and we have two in North Carolina. More Insurance Services, Inc., is basically located in Blairsville, Georgia. We're across from Home Depot and the post office. We're located in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we are in the building in our separate wing of the bank. So come by and see us in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. We're located next to the hospital at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. There at the Town Trace building, which is the red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see us in Hiawassee. And then our last location, which is our main hub, is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank there in Hayesville. And come by and see us there for all your insurance needs there. Our other location is located in actually in Murphy, North Carolina. It's actually Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and we're located right past Arby's and So Good Restaurant. We're right next door to that on the main drag. We are also doing some renovations there, so we've also been doing some improvements for our customers and for our staff. So come by and see us in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. It's located between the Burger King and United Community Bank there as well. Come by, see us in Blue Ridge, and you can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And you can check out these podcasts if you missed one of them. They're on the website, as well as request a quote. And you also can join our team. So if you have a property and casualty license and you're looking to work, we are also hiring. So please fill that out on our website. We'd love to have you join our team. And also, you can like us on Facebook.
Okay, so we are always hiring. It looks like it's one of the tough parts of being a business owner is keeping, you know, staff. And we're trying to always hire top people that are good with our customers and we can feel confident having them work for us. So we're talking about different ways, you know, you can have, you're driving a vehicle. Maybe you're driving what's called a temporary substitute, which means a dealership's giving you a car, a loaner car, when your car's in a shop. They're maybe driving your car when they're repairing your shop or repairing your vehicle. So that's what we're doing this week with Kathy's vehicle. We've got a loaner car, and our car's in the shop. Exactly what's going on right now. And as I said before the break, you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to call your agent, but what I've learned in the insurance school is that if you have what's called a temporary substitute vehicle, then your liability will extend to that vehicle while it's a temporary substitute vehicle. Now, if you have purchased a car, you're test driving a car, it's almost the same, goes along with those lines almost. But once you buy the car, then you've got, we recommend to go ahead and
call us.
Call the insurance, your insurance carrier, insurance company that day. There is some provisions about a newly acquired vehicle. You've got some automatic coverages for a period of time, maybe up to 2 weeks.
And some people, of course,
I wouldn't go on that.
The big thing with people, I think a lot of people buy them at night or on the weekends. So a lot of times the office is not open. So they're, you know, they give them their auto car ID card showing that they have insurance and that they have to report it to us. So as soon as you can do that, that's the best thing for us, because as soon as you drive it off the lot, that, you know, sometimes the value can change after you drive it off the lot. So we want to make sure we have it. And if you have a new car, we want to make sure we put that new car endorsement on your policy as well.
So I'll explain that in a second as well. But one thing we recommend is, please, and I know car salespeople want to be helpful and try to make a sale and do extra above and beyond, but do not let a car salesman call the agency or your insurance company and have the vehicle for you. I know that's like an added service that they do, but I know one time we had one where the salesman didn't do it, and we didn't know about it. And
I remember that.
That never happened.
Thankfully.
But I would say it's your responsibility to call your insurance agency or your insurance company and let them know that you have purchased a vehicle.
Well, that's the other thing. Sometimes people are just buying one. Maybe they've traded it in, or maybe they sold it to somebody else. We don't know that unless we have it on the bill of sale. And sometimes they don't have, if you have a lien on it, they don't have all the lien information. And then we have to discuss the coverages, because it's a newer vehicle. Maybe you didn't have comp and collision on it previously, but now that you have a lien, you'll have to have it. So we need to talk to you about the deductibles you may have or what we need to do with that. So just make sure that you are the one that calls it in, so that we can do the appropriate things and what you need.
That's right. And don't let somebody else do it. You as the car owner of the car need to do
your
that.
Your responsibility. Yeah. Be responsible on that.
So Kathy had referenced the, and we just go ahead and do this for our customers. Many carriers have what's called a replacement endorsement on a new car. Now, this is not like a new car for you.
No.
Like you bought a car that's 10 years old and it's your new car. This is talking about
like a
brand new car, like 2020.
No mileage on it.
So typically the way that works is that it's nice to have, because if you were to total that car within a period of time, sometimes it's 2-3 years, that the insurance company will buy you one of the newest value or newest year of like kind quality. And so instead of getting a depreciated amount, which is basically like a trade-in value for your car, they're going to buy you a brand new car. Mm-hmm. And that's worked really nicely when that has happened. Now, there are some caveats to it. It only has, I don't have a form here in front of me, but it's not going to cover things such as theft normally. It's going to be, you're in an accident, in a collision or an accident. So, and that makes sense, because somebody could just let their car show up missing and get a brand new car, you know, somebody that was unscrupulous. So there's a couple of things there that would preclude coverage on that. But if you had it where you were in an accident and you totaled your car, then all of a sudden you're getting a brand new car. Mm-hmm. And that could be really, really nice to have. So when you do have an accident, I was just having run through my mind about, okay, you have your car in for a repair. You've got somebody that's at a repair shop test driving your car. Then maybe your car's been in an accident and it's at a body shop, and it's going to be 3 weeks before you get your car back, and you're riding on your rental car coverage that's on your policy if you're one at fault. Now, if you're not at fault, then the other at person's insurance company should be paying for you to have a rental car. But either way, it doesn't matter. When you get that rental car does not automatically have coverage per se, as far as for certain things. I mean, your comp and collision is going to extend over to the rental car, but there may be situations where perhaps it's a loss of rents for the car. Like if you total the car.
Or loss of use.
Loss of use, and they can't rent their car, they're holding you accountable for that.
Every day they don't have it. They don't be able to rent it.
And so what we have advised people, and it's a hard pill to swallow, is we like to see when you rent that car, even though the car may be in paid, the actual rental car may be covered by your insurance company or by the other person's at-fault liability, the rental car is not going to be covered for physical damage in all cases, or for loss of rents. And that's why we encourage people to go ahead and buy the waiver, which is not, they're going to call it insurance when you get there. They'll say, you want to buy the insurance on it. And it's not really what it is. It's just a waiver.
Right.
And the claim that we had, and I had to like go ahead and I was hit in Hayesville. Their person's at fault driver's insurance gave me money to get a rental car, which we did. And I went ahead on my own dime. I bought the waiver, and Kathy came home from the grocery store, and it had been side swapped, or there were scratches down the side of it. I took the car back to the Enterprise, and they're like, I said, hey, we got some damage here. And I could see it on the guy's face. He's like, oh. And I said, I bought the waiver. And his whole countenance just changed. He goes, oh, good. Our problem, you drive away, don't worry about it. Because I know there's been problems where people have not had that before, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a dispute between you and the rental car company.
Right.
And since I bought the waiver by taking my own medicine, I guess, even though I didn't want to buy it, cause I felt I had to because I always preach this,
right.
it actually cut out my favor because I didn't have to pay for anything. I just turned the rental car back in, and it was their problem to get the car fixed.
Right.
So are we, after time looking here, Kathy, are we getting down the wire here? Okay. I thought we were. So anyway, thanks for listening today. And Kathy and I will be back next week. And we appreciate everybody that's listening to our show. We appreciate WGRB for letting us do the show. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we're on WGRB. Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.